Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to talk about an important hadith which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam regarding the etiquettes of greeting and saying salam to people, adabus salam. As you know, Islam has certain waymarks, it has certain important signs, certain very vital and central things which kind of allude to it. These are the essences of Islam, and one of those things is the greeting that Muslims use to greet one another, the famous greeting, Assalamu Alaikum. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam elucidates on the manner in which we should greet people. Specifically, he kind of explains to us to whom we should not say Assalamu alaikum too. Imam Baqir said, alayhi salam said, do not extend the greeting of peace, the salam. And then he enumerated a number of different people. And then finally he says, and to those who drink alcohol. One of those is people who drink alcohol. It's not good to say salam to them. Nor to chess and dice players, to gamblers, in other words. Nor to effeminate person, an effeminate person, nor to a poet who slanders chaste women of fornication, a poet who in his poetry accuses chaste women of fornication, and nor to someone performing his prayers, meaning if somebody's performing his prayers, the ritual prayers, the salat, one should not say salam to them, and that is because the person performing prayers cannot return the greeting, for verily the initiation of the greeting on the part of the greeter is voluntary, whereas returning the greeting is obligatory. In continuation, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, nor greet the usurer, a person who takes usury and riba from people. Meaning, for example, he loans money out to people, and when he asks for it back, he takes something in an increased amount of money from them. Usury, riba, which is a sin in Islam. It's not good to greet such a person who does this sin. Nor someone who is sitting in the lavatory, sitting in the bathroom. If somebody's using the bathroom, it's not good to say salam to them. Nor someone taking a bath, somebody who's in the bath, taking a shower, right? Or he's in the public bath. It's not good to say salam to them. And nor an outrightly corrupt person who openly commits immoral acts, a fasiq, a transgressor, a person who not only sins, but sins out in the open and is very open about the sins that he commits and the immoral and indecent acts that he commits, such a person, it's not good to say salam to them. Right, so in this hadith, Imam Baqir, as we saw, he elucidates on some of the etiquettes of the salam, which is very central in Islam, and specifically he tells us of the people, it's not good to say salam to. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the etiquettes of greeting and saying salam in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.